We need to talk. I've given the house staff the day off so we can be alone. Let's cut to the chase. I know it's a shock to discover your father has met and married me. Someone far younger than you were expecting. I've seen the jokey messages from your Ivy League college buddies. How they think it's hilarious that your new young stepmother is such a hot MILF. It doesn't matter if they think I'm a greedy gold digger. At the end of the day, all your family's considerable fortune is tied up in trust. You are the sole beneficiary and the trust's chief administrator. You know I'm no threat to you inheriting everything. I am a highly trained clinical psychologist, a student of human behavior, a successful woman in my own right. I have my own highly regarded practice. I may not be as rich as you are, but I'm still a well-paid professional. I didn't need to marry your father for his money. I think any antagonism toward me is more to do with your pride. You don't like having a stepmother my age. Or as your friends put it, a hot MILF. We don't need to be enemies. We're not rivals. All the family assets will be yours. We're not in competition with each other. We do need to coexist for your father's sake. He isn't well. Here. I brought a peace offering. A present for you. I had your grandfather's pocket watch restored. Isn't it just an outstanding piece? I mean, just look at the original glass face. Do you see how the light reflects off of the shiny glass? It's just beautiful. And watch. It continues to catch the lights even as I dangle it by the chain. As I swing the watch from side to side, follow it with your eyes. Back and forth. Back and forth. Keep your head absolutely still and follow it with just your eyes. There you go. You're doing such a good job. Just fix your gaze on the watch and clear your mind. Just listen to my rhythmic voice. And study the clock face. Relax, relax, relax. Isn't it fascinating how my sophisticated voice resonates in your deep subconscious? Just relax and follow the gentle arc of the swing, the effortless rhythmic motion. It's simply mesmeric. This is such a topsy-turvy world. There are so many manipulative power shifts. But in here, this is a nice, cozy room. It's such an oasis of calm where we have complete privacy. Life is so full of endless possibilities. When one door closes, another opens. Consider my chic form-fitting outfits, with this skin-tight-fitting cashmere sweater. My tights, plaid-patterned pencil skirts, pantyhose, and heels. This is what I was wearing when I met your father. It helps me look so professional, yet so irresistibly attractive. Like father, like son. From the moment we met, you could hardly drag your eyes from my beautiful, angelic face. So photogenic, and symmetrical, soft, perfect teeth, and cherry red lips. My high cheekbones, my immaculate makeup, and my raven-colored shiny hair. The sweet smell of perfume in the air. My exquisite, well-proportioned 34-24-34 body. Statuesque. Muscular. I've got a girl next door face and a porn star body. I am just gorgeous, aren't I? You are secretly thrilled that I'm this intelligent young woman with a high IQ and sharp intellect. You fantasize that I'm a clever, devious, power shift temptress. You're just so, so sleepy. An empty vessel seeking direction. It's okay. Just relax. Everything is okay. You're dizzy, mindless, fuzzy, dizzy, mindless, and fuzzy, and it's all okay. You are exactly what you need to be right now. Sleepy. Dizzy, blank, and empty. It's impossible to focus on anything other than me. And this is exactly how I want you. Mindless, blank. Your body feels heavy, and you're dizzy and sleepy, dizzy and sleepy. You feel warm and fuzzy. You feel safe. Everything's okay. You feel so safe. Everything's okay. Now take a deep breath.
And look how sweetly I lick my cherry red lips. I want to discuss the family money in a civilized, better way. In a way that works for the both of us. I want to discuss how we're going to divide and manage it. But first, take a nice deep breath. And another. Just keep breathing. You're doing such a good job. Now, take a deep breath of this aphrodisiac-filled vapor. That's right. Inhale deeply. Good boy. I want your cock good and hard with inhibitions lifted. That's better, isn't it? Quiet. Quiet. I said, quiet. Just stare. Just look. Be quiet and listen. I said, listen. Nice and quiet. So quiet. That's right. We're going to settle the family finances in a better way. Look. Stare. Right at me. Nod. Say yes. Nod your head. That's good. Much better. You feel so, so fuzzy, warm and cozy. You're nice and calm. So just nod your head. Like a good boy. And say yes. Good. Your family has built their considerable wealth over generations. Isn't it only fair that since I've known your father for nearly a full month now, that I take control of all of it? And inherit the family fortune? Yeah, it's only fair. Isn't that right? Nod your head. That's right. You nod your head like a good boy. So acquiescence and compliance. Why don't you give me your iPhone and security code for safekeeping? What a good boy. Now, what's the 6-digit security code? What's the code? I said, what is the code? 2-8-5-6-6-2. Good boy.
I'm changing the passcode and facial recognition. Strip for me. Everything off. I want you naked while I peruse these crypto accounts I see here on your iPhone. Oh my goodness. Wow. Wow. I'm genuinely shocked. Shocked in a good way. Your father mentioned you were into crypto, but just wow. When did you buy these? 2015 for the Bitcoin. 2016 the Ethereum. How astute. I assumed you were just a trust fund brat riding on your father's coattails. But here you are, a savvy crypto investor. What a good boy. Oh, right. Let me see how the aphrodisiac is doing. Oh, by the way, your cock is twitching. You do like stepmommy, don't you? The hallucinogenic should be kicking in by now as well. Time to plant a false memory from this morning.
You are such a good boy. You are doing such a good job. Don't you recall this morning when you opened up your underwear drawer and you found designer polka dot panties with very cute lacy trim? What were those doing there? There must have been a laundry mix-up. And these deliciously tempting, pretty pink panties ended up in your drawer. Look at how I stretch the panty fabric. They're fascinating, aren't they? Remember being so excited that you discovered stepmommy's panties. Pretty little enticing panties. And you were thinking, what do I do? Should I maybe put them on? Who would ever know? What's the harm? Here they are. Why don't you put them on while stepmommy takes off this tight, clingy, chic designer cashmere sweater? Oh, good boy. Oh, how delightful is this? Stepmommy's perky boobies. My gorgeous 34 double D firm tits. Hypnotic or not. Ugh. Oh, my nipples are so hard for you. Here. I have some documents for you to sign. There's no need to read them. Come here and sit down. I'll stand behind you to supervise. That's a good boy. I need you to sign here. Date there. Initial right here. Next page. Sign here. Date and initial. I'm sorry. I keep bumping my parking tits into the back of your head. My bouncing booby is just mashing into the back of your neck as I check. Very good. One more signature, dear. Right here. Perfect. Let me sit down right beside you. And let me give you a little cuddle. That's right. Come over here and just press your body up against stepmommy. Do you like how my body feels? How do you like wearing these pretty pink panties? I think they look just lovely on you. So soft and tight as they wrap around your erect, throbbing cock. It is such a thrill to wear stepmommy's panties, isn't it? You look so pretty in pink. It is definitely your color. You're a real girly girl, aren't you? Don't worry if you're not. You soon will be. You'll soon be playing dress up with stepmommy upstairs. In the new nursery. Oh, yes. You're such a fortunate young man to have bought all that cryptocurrency. It's made you very important to stepmommy. Here. Let me reach over and rub your panty fabric covered cock. Oh, yeah, you like that, don't you? You've told me everything I need to know. So put this baby pacifier in your mouth and give it a good suck. Good boy. It contains a much stronger dose of the hallucinogen to make you a ditzy, dizzy, girly girl slut. So you can be so horny and so goofy. This is such a pivotal moment of time in your life. By the time I'm finished, you are going to be a permanent girly girl resident in the nursery, endlessly playing with your new Barbie doll. Isn't this wonderful? My skillful, dexterous fingers tantalizingly rubbing your pink fabric-covered throbbing cock. Yeah, that's it. Good boy. You just sit back and enjoy. Look at my spectacular tits. Yeah, you could even touch them. I don't mind. Oh, rub my nylon-clad thighs. Oh, the tingly nylon. It feels divine, doesn't it? Oh, just grabbing at stepmommy's tits and nylons. What could be better? You like that, don't you? My palm rubbing your balls. My slender fingers reaching up your cock stem. My thumb rubbing just under the rim of your cock tip. You adore how I'm tantalizingly edging your cock tip with this panty fabric. Yeah. I've done this before, and I am very, very good at it. This is not just a wank. This is the ultimate power shift hand job. I'm overriding the decision making and logic functions of your brain. This is my modus operandi. It's what I do. I make weak men like you my willing victims. The exquisite way my thumb works the rim of your cock tip. Oh, it's tantalizing. My magical touch is heavenly. You are in jubilant delirium. Oh, you are so grateful that I'm an irresistible temptress. The way I alter my pace and tempo is sublimely exquisite. With the simplest flick of my thumb, you are writhing in ecstatic delirium. Oh, this is the spot right here, isn't it? Just right where my thumb rubs below the rim of your tip. You are just going crazy. Oh, but you don't want this to end, do you? You don't mind me calling my big hunky boyfriend, do you? No, I didn't think so. Hey, babe. Everything's going to plan. He's hypnotized and he's wearing the pink panties. And I'm jerking him right now. Yes. He's right here next to me. Can you not hear him? Oh, this job is amazing. They are far richer than we ever imagined. He invested in crypto big time years ago, and his holdings are worth tens of millions. Yes, that's on top of everything else. Yes, he signed all the documents. Yes, I control it all. I've got full access to his social media and his iPhone. To the outside world with AI imaging, I can make it look like he's traveling the world while he's in the nursery. Oh, don't worry. I can say anything. He's got that glassy-eyed stare. Oh, the aphrodisiac is definitely working. And I am keeping him right on the brink of ecstasy. I don't want to let him come until he's up in the nursery. Don't worry, everything's ready. The Barbie doll. The silicone crossdresser bodysuit and mask.
The makeup and the wigs. Don't worry, babe. It's me.
You know how organized I am.
Just give me an hour or so to get him ready. I can't wait to see my stepson all dressed up as Barbie.
By the time you get here, he's gonna look more like Barbie than Margot Robbie did. Once he has your big dick in his mouth, he's gonna be ours forever.
He's gonna make such an ideal sissy cuck. Yeah, the state-of-the-art customized crossdresser silicone bodysuit. With the 32B tits and the handmade silicone mask. Oh, it's all so realistic. All right, I gotta go now, babe. I'll see you later. Bye.
You've been such a good boy. Just slowly getting closer and nuzzling into my tits while I edge your cock. While I made that phone call. Maybe. Just maybe I'll let you come on that pretty pink fabric while you're buried in my tits. That is what power is, after all. Having your cock in my hand and me deciding when you come. This is just business. It's what I do. Your family is just a commodity to bleed dry. And by the time I'm finished, you'll be a sissy cuck who's endlessly fucking a Barbie sex doll in the nursery. Oh, such delirious euphoria. As I stroke it faster and faster. It's time to play dress up in the nursery. I'm gonna make you so pretty. And I have the loveliest, full-sized, 5'1" state-of-the-art silicone Barbie sex doll. She's got these beautiful 155-centimeter double D cups for you to play with. Oh, you look so hot and bothered.
Never mind later. Chop chop. Let's get moving.
Don't worry. You'll soon be fucking. And getting fucked. Metaphorically. And literally, soon enough.